ABC Radio Australia.
The most significant conflict to emerge at the region's premier university in its 52-year history is showing no signs of ending. Pacific Beat has obtained a copy of a confidential letter addressed to the University of the South Pacific's main decision-making body, and the 19-page document contains new allegations levelled against its pro-chancellor, Winston Thompson, and is signed by four members of USP's senior management. They're demanding he be removed, a position backed by the university's student body that describes the latest turn of events as dark days. But the men at the centre of the allegations say they're just doing their jobs. Kelvin Anthony has this exclusive story.
The letter is titled Account of Pro-Chancellor's Interference into University Management. It was sent to the USP Council, which is made up of officials from 12 Pacific countries that jointly own the university, as well as Australia and New Zealand. It lists 12 allegations with supporting materials against the Fijian Pro-Chancellor Winston Thompson, as well as the chair of the uni's Audit and Risk Committee, Mahmoud Khan. Both sit on the council themselves. They're accused of meddling in the daily affairs of the university, from allegedly using USP money to commission external audit reports without council approval, to trying to stop the salary and benefits due to the former vice-chancellor, Professor Paul Alualia. He was deported to Australia by the Fijian government earlier this year for allegedly breaching his work permit. Professor Alualia's replacement, the acting vice-chancellor and president, Dr. Julio Paunga, is one of the letter's four signatories. The three others to sign the letter are the university's acting deputy vice-chancellor, Professor Chito Vanwalalai, executive director Colinio Mboila, and executive director People and Workforce Development, Chone Maritino Namani. As one of the two men named in the letter, Mahmoud Khan has told the ABC the allegations are one-sided.
I am not going to waste my valuable time to answer these allegations, which of course are denied. It's always been the senior management's way of getting their side of the story by leaking documents intended for the USP Council to the media. If they are man enough, they should go to the USP Council and face it like men.
Mr. Thompson has denied interfering in the management of university. He says Dr. Paunga and the three senior management are, quote, selective of the material and facts available to them.
They don't seem to appreciate that as pro-chancellor and chair of council, I am the governing body's oversight of the management's activity. Why I have become more involved than I have wanted to is because breaches of policies and procedures have been taking place. And therefore, when that happens, I am blamed as the oversighting agent to try to do something about it.
There are a number of allegations. Some of them are that you commissioning an audit by KPMG, which cost up to 92,000 Fijian dollars. You're interfering with the disciplinary matters at the university. That you try to stop all payments to Professor Paula Alualia. What do you have to say about these allegations?
That appointment of KPMG resulted from a whistleblowing report. It ended up in the Fijian Sun newspaper, where all sorts of breaches of appointment procedure was being reported. When Professor Alualia was arrested and deported, his contract was automatically terminated without notice and without any compensation.
Mr. Thompson says the USP Council is not above the law.
The university is registered under the laws of Fiji, and anything that it does must comply with the law of Fiji. And according to the law of Fiji, you cannot make payments that does not have authorization to do so. And the council cannot approve a payment for which there is no basis.
Mr. Thompson says leaks of confidential and unsubstantiated matters is a reflection of the breakdown in good governance at the university. USP has declined requests for an interview, but it has told the ABC,
"This is an internal USP matter, and it's unfortunate that it's been leaked to the media. This is a matter before the council, for the council to deal with in the best way it sees fit, and the USP management will not discuss this matter publicly."
In their letter, the senior management team accused the two men of having a vindictive agenda against them. Their demands on management, the letter says, verge on abuse of power, intimidation, threats and bullying. Mr. Winston and Mr. Khan have denied such behavior. It goes on to call for both men to be removed from their positions immediately, a stance that's been supported publicly by the USP Student Association. Anit Kumar is the spokesperson for the university's student body and says the latest issues raised are alarming.
The university is really headed towards some sort of dark days. The Students Association is really concerned about all the matters highlighted in that report because it actually affects the day-to-day administration of the university, which in fact affects every student of the university. The pro-chancellor has really crossed the line this time, and the management is clearly not going to work with the pro-chancellor.
But Mr. Winston Thompson says he should not be forced to step down for holding management to account for the things he says they are doing wrong.
Mr. Khan and I are part of the governance structure of the university. Our responsibility is to call the management to account if they are not following the rules. Just because the vice-chancellor says that we are not doing things properly, it's not for him to say, it's for us as the governing body to determine whether the management is following the procedures, the policies and processes that they're supposed to be following.
These latest allegations come after 2 years of drama. An independent investigation in 2019 found that the university's allowance and bonus system had been exploited by some staff. The allegations of financial mismanagement were first raised by Professor Pal Ahluwalia in a confidential report he wrote soon after taking up the vice-chancellor's role. Mr. Kumar says the row needs to end and the USP Council needs to listen to what the students are saying.
We do believe in the Council. We have our full trust and confidence in the Council. It's just that we think the time is of essence here, and the fact that special council meetings have happened in the past, and in the council meetings, substantive conclusions were not reached.
What impact has it had on students more broadly at USP?
Because this has been dragged, and the saga has dragged on for almost 2 years now. As I walk across the campus, and every second student that myself or the president or the vice president or any officers of the association meet asks what's happening with Professor Ahluwalia, is the case solved? We are reading this in the media, we're reading that in the media. And that really tells you, or as to anyone, that the clear picture is that everyone is concerned about this ongoing issue. And given the fact that the University of the South Pacific holds a certain status in the hearts and minds of all the people in the Pacific, there is now a growing concern.
Australia is a major donor to the university and sits on its council. Pacific Beat has contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for comment. The USP Council is expected to meet for a special meeting on 27 April in an effort to resolve the ongoing issues.